Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Many agricultural operations rely on the H2A program, especially in the dairy, fruit, and produce sectors. Concerns remain about the adverse effect wage rate, which came from the now-eliminated Farm Labor Survey. While the Trump administration has clarified some rules, wage costs remain a major issue. Marilyn Bay is executive director of the Colorado Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association and explains how these costs are affecting producers across her state.
It came out that same rate for 2026 will actually be 16 something. However, they also said we're going to give you $2.16, I think it was, an hour credit for that housing that the employer provides. So it backed it down to 14 something. Now, the Colorado minimum wage next year, I believe, is $15.16 an hour. So obviously it will default to that, but it's still, you know, a good decrease.
While Bay says that is good news for states like Colorado, the challenge is overtime. Most employers are now trying to stay under the limit to manage rising labor costs.
This is going to even put more pressure, I think, on folks that are migratory, particularly to bypass Colorado for ag. So we are actually working and hoping to maybe get like a 60-hour threshold for overtime.
For the Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.